By the way, I had Cleveland on my It's Lit yesterday, and they get a walk-off from Kipnis yesterday. They've won 4 in a row, 8-10, season high, 8 over 500, as they beat the Royals with cheese, 3-2.
What is that?
That's from Pulp Fiction.
It is?
Huh. In Europe, a quarter pounder, they use the metric system. There's no such thing as a quarter pounder, so they call it a Royale with cheese. All right, welcome back to Crunch Time on 95.3 The Score. It's that time on a Tuesday. At this point, it really needs no introduction because these people are unbelievable. It's called What Are You Doing? Nick is in the on-deck circle. He's now stepping to the plate and leading off.
Two fans that keep running onto the field, I ask.
What are you doing?
You might not really know the true number of times that fans run onto the field every night because they're not shown on TV. The idea, of course, being that people are only doing it for the fame of being on TV for like 15 seconds. It's not worth the risk of the players to encourage even more people to run on the field for this celebrity. Unfortunately, dumb fans will be dumb fans and run onto the field anyways. So twice this week, fans have rushed towards Dodgers all-star right fielder Cody Bellinger just to give him a hug. It was a 15-year-old girl did it at home, and then last night, another woman did it in Arizona. Does this make Bellinger some baseball version of the Beatles all mashed together in one? I'm not sure, but it's not okay. Sure, wanting a hug from your favorite baseball player is a dream, and you want that dream to come true. But instead of doing it while he's doing his job, do it the old-fashioned way, by stalking him outside his hotel room. This is a note from our lawyers at Cumulus Media. Please do not start stalking Cody Bellinger or any other athlete of any kind ever. My lawyers have told me that it is, quote, a very, very bad thing to tell people to do. Another fan last night in Chile-Uruguay Copa America game rushed onto the field. He paid an even bigger price as he was kicked and tackled to the ground by Gonzalo Jara. That's just what needs to be shown more often. As fans think about running onto the field, show them getting tackled and pummeled either by the players who decided they're sick of their crap or security guards body slamming them into the ground. Enough is enough, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I'll tell you, this guy should pay rent here. But to Knicks owner James Dolan, I ask.
What are you doing?
He is the king of alternative reality. Another child of wealth who has not had to play by the rules, had doors open based on nothing but coming out of the right womb, stands on third base, thinks he tripled. So the New York Daily News, one of the hometown papers who cover the laughing stock known as the Knicks, provided some negative coverage who a team... Well, they have won 126 games over five seasons. Over the same period, they've lost 284. And like ESPN's Rachel Nichols clearly stated, well, how about you do things differently, win some games, and maybe there'll be some positive stories.
Ooh.
So he tried to keep the Daily News out of Friday's press conference introducing first-round pick R.J. Bennett. Didn't fly. And then they got suspended because of the efforts of many. It's still a democracy that features that freedom of the press, but James Dolan thinks it really revolves around, well, him. He's an ass clown, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Mark Emmert in the NCAA, I ask.
What are you doing?
My home state of California is trying to do a good thing by drafting a bill that would allow collegiate athletes to earn money from their name, likeness, and images without losing their NCAA eligibility. It's a novel idea that might just be crazy enough to work. Mark Emmert and the NCAA are trying their best to stop this from happening by saying that all California schools would be banned from postseason competitions because, quote, it would make it impossible to host a fair national championship, and that's a bunch of baloney. Nonetheless, when constructed with current NCAA rules as drafted, the bill threatens to alter materially the principal's intercollegiate athletes. As a result, it would likely have a negative impact on the exact student athletes it intends to assist. No, Emmert, the negative impact it would have would be you being I messed it up. No, Emmert, the negative impact would be that you'd have to admit that you've been making billions of dollars off the backs of young men and women across the country that haven't been given the opportunity to make any money for themselves. This is a system that says free Wi-Fi is an NCAA violation. Plain bagels are okay, but God forbid you give them any cream cheese. The kids can skip classes and fake grades, we can let that slide, but don't you dare post a pic on Twitter from a recruiting visit that shows a kid had a 200-yard rushing game one time. The real sick part is that the NCAA is going to make kids have to choose from the possibility of making money from their athletic success or trying to win a championship. That's creating a system that will cause unfair national championships. It would eliminate a quarter of the Pac-12 from all sports in the postseason because you're actually scared of young adults making money off their image. It's childish, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, I messed that up so bad.
All right, I'm going from Midtown to Queens. Next up, the Mets, who any reasonable person has to ask.
What are you doing?
The mere fact I'm trying to think who's the biggest Big Apple embarrassment in sports and it's not automatically defaulting to the Knicks speaks volumes about the Mets. So as this miserable season rolls along and they make stupid move after stupid move, on field, off field, now they want to take out their frustration on the media, who are simply reporting facts. They fired their pitching coaches, and they hired an 82-year-old who no one is sure is qualified anymore. And now it seems the front office is getting worn to soon-to-be ex-manager Mickey Callaway. When challenged about a bonehead move regarding his thin bullpen, he went nuts, cussed, threw a hissy fit. In reaction, a player threatened a writer, and after crapping the bed on a terrible apology, they had to gather everybody again to re-apologize. Unprofessional, classless buffoons, a.k.a. the Mets, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Last one for me to Cam Newton, I ask.
What are you doing?
Cam is enjoying his offseason and was on the return leg of a flight from Paris back to the United States, and he was trying to buy someone else's seat to get a little bit more legroom. Fair enough, Cam's a big dude. Plane seats always suck when it comes to legroom. But being on the flight from Paris to the U.S., and the video that came out after is causing this story to become quite a thing, and it's led me to believe a couple of things. One, Cam looked like he was already sitting in first class and negotiating with someone else in first class, which would have meant that he already had a seat with extra legroom, and depending on the airline, his seat could have been a bed. Two, this trip had to have planned out well in advance, so he could have known to pick the first class seat that had the couple extra inches of legroom that he was trying to avoid not having so he didn't have to bribe it off of anybody. Except, it turns out, Newton missed his first flight that he was trying to pay for and got his big legroom seat, ended up on a last-minute flight from Paris, and had to sit economy. So he offered up $1,500 to swap with someone in first class, which is essentially $143 an hour to a man who was probably in the middle seat for 10 and a half hours because Cam missed his flight. Good for that dude for declining the offer, because no one should be suspect to a middle seat for about 11 hours, unless you're Cam Newton, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I wanted to get to that, but later. To Tom Dundon, an American Alliance of Communist Football Officials, I asked.
Him again?
What are you doing?
So the owner of the Panthers sunk $70 million into the moronic idea that was the AAF, which of course failed because
it
it's not
a great idea.
Because it's not the NFL, it's not
the
FBS,
best.
And it's played out of season when no one cares. And he lost that money. And now he wants a bankruptcy court to get his cash back. Says the AAF misrepresented itself when he got involved with an infusion of financial assistance supposed to carry them through the first season. It didn't. And I'm not even saying I'm informed enough to say he doesn't have a point. I'm just saying when you make stupid decisions, and even worse, the decision involves making a stupid monetary investment, you deserve all the misery that's coming your way. And by the way, who'd have thought a group that concocted a moronic idea in the first place and needed money immediately would be found to be incompetent? Shocking, huh? As we ask.
What are you doing?
$1,500? Now, yeah. It's easy to say because I'm 5'9". I'm like, all right, show me the cash.
It's got to be cash, too. Like, I'm not taking a check.
No,
I'm not
nothing,
taking a Venmo.
Nothing, no Venmo.
You, oh, yeah. Give me the one.
Cash money.
Give me the ones if you got it, man.
Sorry, Kath. Here's a hundy. Get all the champagne you want.